Ursula von der Leyen says that Europe needs a Marshall Plan. And I think to myself, didn't the U.S., you know, play a big role in the first Marshall Plan? I don't think the U.S. is going to want to fund the EU's Marshall Plan, will it?
Well, what do they say? I mean, what was said about, Ursula, you're no Marshall. I mean, she is absolutely not up to that sort of thing. That's a ridiculous idea. That's a completely ridiculous idea. Okay, let's talk about that.
She has no ideas for the EU.
She has no ideas for the EU. Yeah. Absolutely not.
Anyway, that's what I saw. That's what I saw on the news real quick. Are there any other topics that you want to...
Well, didn't we just mention... I mean, there were a few that we mentioned, like... because I'm not really getting connected.
NATO,
that's Greece, right. Turkey. There was the Greece-Turkey row.
They're not getting along,
They're not getting along, no. And wasn't there another one too that I mentioned somewhere that we talked about, which was, let me just see if I can get it on my phone. It's a nuisance because we communicate by, I hope it'll be better later. So,
the internet is really slowed down.
Closer.
A lot.
We could just mention briefly that Sweden is now looking like they're going to go towards the quarantine approach.
You think?
Yeah, I think it seems that there's been pushes to do that, and there's changes in parliament, and Belarus has indeed asked Russia for help. That's confirmed.
Do you know anything about the case counts in Belarus?
No, that's still a secret. That's still a secret. What we do know is that they were supplied with 10,000 items of test equipment by Russia. They've started to test properly. So I don't think they've been able to test up till now.
Really?
No. Not on any big scale, because I don't think they made any attempt to. So they're now finally starting to take this seriously. Actually, Lukashenko gave a very interesting... Are you recording this, Alex?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Lukashenko gave a very, very interesting interview to Sputnik, in which I found was extremely defensive, in which he tried to say that the reason Belarus was holding out was because he was worried that if he closed Belarus's economy down, Belarus would be absorbed by the other great powers, which obviously means Russia. I mean, that's the only one that's really involved. So it was basically a way of standing up to Russia. But of course, it's now failed. He's still keeping the numbers in Belarus secret, but he's had to turn to the Russians for help. And they've replied, they supplied 10,000 test kits. And I'm sure that's only one of the things they've supplied. So, yeah.
Go ahead.
So, I mean, the Russians have things under control in their country. They're still only reporting around around 600 to 700 cases a day. That's cases a day, not deaths. And it's plateaued, and we seem to have peaked, and they're doing about 57,000 tests a day, it seems. That's the latest figure. Some people put it higher than that, up to 70,000, but 57,000 seems to be roughly the average that they're doing every day. Belarus hasn't even got started, and Sweden. The talk there now is that there's been a lot of criticism in Sweden of the policy up to now, and the Swedish government is starting to shift position, and they tried apparently to introduce a state of emergency without going through the Swedish parliament, and the opposition parties complained, and sure enough, they're now going to ask for legislation from the parliament. So it looks like Sweden is shifting, and it's definite that Belarus is. So, I mean, those are the two big outliers. They haven't been able to hold out.
Okay, well, I'm seeing from one of our viewers, Alec, who sent me a chart for Sweden. 401, as of April 5th, 401 total deaths, 6,830 confirmed cases. And I mean, it's...
Yeah.
The graph is...
Yeah, absolutely.
It's moving up. It's hockey sticking up.
It's hockey sticking up. Bear in mind, that's more than Russia. Many more deaths than Russia, about three times more deaths than Russia, and I think more cases than Russia. or at least the same,
or the same 10, 11 million.
Exactly, or at least roughly the same number of deaths as Russia.
Okay.
So, I mean, they missed, they went wrong. I mean, I that's my own view, actually, about Sweden. Belarus, the same. It's and can I just say something? Apparently, and there was a very interesting viewer from Sweden who wrote to us, and he said it's absolutely not the case that it's the technical people, the health service who've been pushing this policy. It is the Swedish government, the left-wing, social democratic, green dominated Swedish government hasn't really wanted to go to lockdown because it's already sensed that it's unpopular. And it felt that if it went that further step, it would make itself even more unpopular. And they've been hiding behind the expert, the so-called expert, who is actually somebody who's very much a social democratic party stalwart. Now, I don't know whether that's true. I'm not very up to date with what's going on in Sweden, but that's what I'm hearing.
No, I'm getting the numbers. I'm getting the numbers from many Swedish viewers and who view us from Sweden. And I mean, it's
not
growing.
Good.
It's growing.
Yeah, exactly. It's growing. It's growing. I mean, it's not yet desperate, but this is growing. It's growing significantly, and they're worse than anywhere else in Scandinavia now.
Yeah,
I mean, Denmark is pretty high, but yeah,
that's exactly right. They're worse than anywhere else in Scandinavia, and they're going to have to do something.
Something, exactly.
Yeah. Very quickly, before we get to Greece and Turkey and NATO, because I know you have a couple of comments there. I'm reading a story on Zero Hedge, Modern Piracy. Germany joins France and Canada in accusing Trump of stealing masks. Did you see this story?
Oh, absolutely. It's been all
from
over
3M. You know, the whole 3M thing.
I know, absolutely. All over the media. Yeah. It's all over the media here. Well, why are they surprised? It's everybody for himself. They didn't rush to Italy's help. They didn't rush to Spain's help. That's Trump is at least trying to help the U.S. It doesn't surprise me.
What do you make of it, Alexander? It's an American company, 3M. They're manufacturing the masks in China.
Yeah.
And 3M has said that they're going to put a priority on the countries that have made purchases first. So, i.e. Germany, France, Canada have, you know, signed contracts to get these masks before the U.S., which needs them, which desperately needs them. And then Trump has signed the Production Powers Act, I believe it's called.
That's right.
Yeah. And so he's basically saying to an American company, hell no, we're going to take the masks. The White House has denied these claims, by the way.
I know that.
Because it's an interesting situation.
It's a very interesting situation, but it also shows that once again, Donald Trump sees things in, you know, America first. I mean, I remember one of the very first comments he made when he was elected president was that he doesn't see himself as president of the world with, you know, responsibilities for the whole world. He sees himself as president of the United States, which is where he was elected. I'm not trying here to defend Trump, if you like. What I'm saying is, you get what you look. It's the package. It's the Trump package. He consistently puts the interests of the United States and the American people first. And that's what he did. And he expects American companies and American businesses to behave in the same way. So they act for profit and they follow contracts. He says, you're an American company. You produce for the United States. You produce goods for your own people. And that's what you're all about. And if you can't, it's force majeure for you. That means you can't supply customers in France and Germany and all those places. Well, tough. And if that exposes you to contract claims, well, that's tough also. But presumably you can hide behind force majeure. So, I mean, why did the Europeans not have their own facilities to make these masks? Or why did they not order masks from Chinese companies or whatever? I believe Russia makes masks too now, by the way. So they could order from all kinds of places. They went to an American company and they found that American company is supplying masks and equipment to the United States, were under the orders of the United States government. That would not have been considered unusual once upon a time.
The question that I have is, in the 1940s,
it wouldn't have even raised eyebrows.
Right, that's my question is, okay, so you go to the American company, and that part I understand, but it's an American company that manufactures the masks in China. It would have been a very different dynamic, and it's an interesting debate and discussion, but a different dynamic if 3M was manufacturing the masks inside the U.S.,
absolutely.
And why shouldn't they? And that's, I think, the main goal of the Trump administration is to get 3M and every company. You got to start bringing manufacturing back home. But in this scenario, you have the American company, which Trump is saying, you're going to give these masks. We need them for the American people. But they're manufacturing them in China.
Well, there we go. And that's exactly right.
And they were intercepted in Thailand, by the way.
And they were intercepted in Thailand. And by the way, somebody from Thailand contacted me today to tell me all about it, which is quite interesting. And thank you for that. But can I get somebody I know, oddly enough, but that's another story. But can I, it's a big story in Thailand too, I should say. But yes, they intercepted them in Thailand. It was an American company. The Thai government is friends to the United States. The US acted in its own interests. And you're absolutely right. If 3M had been working in the US, I don't think it would have been an issue there. But why for the Europeans should it be such a big issue or such a surprise if this is a company with facilities in China? I'm going to say something. I mean, I can remember reading in my history books how when the United States found itself in the Second World War, there were all sorts of orders that the Europeans had placed, that the British in particular had placed, and the French had placed because before, but specifically the British in December 1941. And the US, which was short of equipment at that time, confiscated them. It happens. You know, in these kinds of crises, governments act like that. And as I said, once upon a time, this wouldn't have raised any eyebrows, but once upon a time, people, countries took care of their own manufacturing capability. I mean, that's the fundamental difference.
An excellent point, Alexander. You know, it goes to show how Trudeau, Merkel, and Macron see the world from a globalist lens.
Yeah,
and Trump sees the world from an America first lens.
Correct. Exactly right. That's exactly the point. And he is the more traditional view. I mean, that is how countries used to act before. And as I said, if countries like France, Germany, and Canada want to buy masks from an American company in China at a time like this, well, they shouldn't be surprised that these things happen. It's America first versus globalism. Germany, France, and Canada should set up production in their own countries. They have all the resources to do it. And by the way, I'm going to make a prediction because we're going to talk about this in future programs. I think you will start to see the repatriation of production into the major economies. Certainly the US will. I think the US is going to go into that in a big, big way.
And with Trump as president. Anyone else?
Well,
forget about it.
Well, exactly. I mean, if it's sleepy Joe Biden, things will go on exactly as they are.
I don't think Joe Biden even knows what's going on at this point.
No, I don't think he has any idea what's going on. Well, that's why he's sleepy in a special way. Let's put it like that. But seriously, that's what it's going to be. That's the world of the future. There's going to be the big industrial manufacturing powers, the United States, China, Japan, South Korea, Germany still, Russia, and there'll be the others, like which have given up their production, but which should really try to get it back. That's the world that we ought to have. Globalization. Has been a disaster. We should not have gone into this situation. And the US is understanding that, I think, or at least Donald Trump is.
Under Trump.
Under Trump. The US is understanding this. Some European countries are still playing under rules which have become out of date.
Yeah, very quickly before I get to the main video, Alexander, Greece and Turkey enter war of words at NATO meeting. You sent me this article. I have just one very, very quick comment on this. Give me an effing break. Come on, Turkey. You had all the migrants at the border, and now that the virus has really hit your country very hard, you've pulled the migrants back.
Well, this is exactly what.
Come on.
I mean, Alec, well, first of all, you're absolutely right. And can I just say something? I mean, it was absolutely outrageous for Turkey to bring the subject up in that kind of way. And that was just ludicrous. But it also shows, again, that Turkey is now under severe pressure. I understand that the situation in Turkey with corona is out of control. It also, they've got exploding infections. You sent me that very interesting article, which shows that, and they finally started to provide numbers. And it may not be a coincidence that Erdogan picked up the telephone and spoke to Mr. Putin again, which is what he always does when he's in trouble. I'm sure he's also speaking to the Chinese too. But the fact is, he diverts attention in Turkey by looking for bogeymen outside. And he's come after Greece. And Greece, we had this confected row with Greece at the NATO summit, straight after this confected migrant crisis, which Erdogan orchestrated in order to put pressure on the Europeans to help him out in Idlib and Syria. So, I mean, it's just, it shows you how manipulative this whole issue of migrants and so refugees, as they're called, is for Erdogan. He it's like a tap. He switches it on and he switches it off whenever it pleases him.
Well, now it's going to be switched off permanently. They should have never brought this up at the NATO meeting. And this is Erdogan's chance. This is his chance to get those migrants back to their country of origin. Absolutely. That's what, if I was sitting next to him, that's what I would tell him. Europe just doesn't have a stomach for this anymore.
It can't
let migrants in anymore. Europe may not even be a thing in 6 months, the European Union.
Well,
this is your chance to get those migrants back home and to find a peaceful solution in Syria.
I agree. The only problem with that is that I don't think he's going to, he listens to advisors. And I think advisors who tell him those sort of things get sacked. I think that's the kind of situation you see in Turkey now. He's become very sure of himself and very autocratic in the way he makes decisions, and he doesn't listen to advice. That's what I'm hearing. But it was a completely stupid thing to do. Very indicative. Can I also say, good for Greece in holding its ground again in the NATO summit and not
Thank God it held its ground.
Absolutely.
Back when the migrants were trying to get in before the CV thing exploded. Thank God it held its ground.
I mean, I can't help but think that the previous government of Mr. Tsipras would have tried to be conciliatory, would have done all sorts. Well, they would have accepted the migrants. I mean, that's what would have happened. And if they'd found themselves in a row with Turkey, they would have tried to be conciliatory with Turkey. But this government clearly is not prepared to put up with that kind of thing.
Yeah, they would have accepted the migrants. They would have had a big, big problem with the CV.
Yeah.
Now, because they didn't open their borders, Greece is handling the CV crisis, the CV pandemic, fairly well.
Fairly well, I agree with
every that. Country that opened its borders and kept its borders open got crushed. Every single one.
Absolutely.
Every country that closed its borders early is making it through this.
I agree. With their economies intact.
That's the lesson.
That's the lesson. That's
All right, let's get to our video.
All right.
Yeah.